A college degree has become increasingly important in today's job market, but many students feel higher education is out of their reach. The mission of the Michigan College Access Network is to increase college readiness, participation, and completion, particularly among low-income students, first-generation college students, and students of color. Joining us today for Neighbors in Action, Brandy Johnson, founder and executive director of MCAN. Welcome back, Brandy.
Thank you.
And Ashley Justice is a college counselor at Waverly High School. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you.
Brandy, talk to us about founding this group. You obviously saw a need and took action. I'm impressed just to hear about that and learn that. What were you seeing out there that triggered this?
What I was seeing was a little bit of chaos in the college access world in Michigan. There were a lot of isolated, really well-meaning college access programs in Michigan, but really taken one at a time would never give us the needle-moving progress that we needed to see in the state. I wanted to organize a more cohesive movement to get people from all sectors, K-12, higher ed, business, philanthropy, the nonprofit sector, and government working together collaboratively to support more students pursuing post-secondary education and succeeding once they get there.
MCAN operates as an intermediary then. Is it fair to describe what you do that way?
That's exactly right. Most of our work is actually in community investment. We provide grants and support directly to communities that are working strategically to help more of their students go to college.
Just go a little bit deeper with us. How exactly do you do that? How do you operate?
So primarily, we help communities organize coalitions around college access, gathering local high-level leaders to set a strategic vision and goal, and then work smart to get closer to those goals. We offer provide professional development to school counselors. We host statewide campaigns like College Application Week, where this year we challenged 300 high schools to help every single one of their students, their seniors, complete a college application by the end of October. We build new partnerships between organizations, and we really attract philanthropy from within the state to the cause of college access.
Ashley, you were placed at Waverly High School as part of that an Advise Michigan program. Describe the type of counseling that you're doing there.
So I'm with the Michigan State College Advising Corps, and we're very, very similar with Advise Michigan. We work closely with them. My role in the high school is to work with high school students, particularly juniors and seniors, and help them figure out what's next after high school. And we operate very closely with programs like MCAN, the College Advising Corps, to help us be successful in what we do.
Now, Brandy referred to particular goal setting. Do you set goals here as far as your work goes? I mean, do you think in terms of percentages of the kids at Waverly High School who will at least apply to attend college? Mm-hmm. Do you think of it in those terms?
I definitely look at the numbers to see how I'm doing. This is the first time that an advisor has been in the high school, so the needle moving has been a little slower, but this year has definitely been a lot easier in the second year in the program. We do set a goal as my supervisor at MSU. We work together to set a goal. We have a meeting with 100% of our seniors by the end of the year, which I am very close to meeting, getting 70% of our students to fill out the FAFSA, getting 40% parent participation rate, and I'm working very closely with those numbers, and I'm almost there.
And tell me, what is the conversation like when you meet with a high school junior or senior who says, yeah, I'm just not thinking about college? What kind of conversation do you have with them?
So I work to find out why. I mean, there's a lot of news right now saying, you know, students are leaving college with $100,000 in debt, which we know people in higher ed know that that's not necessarily the case for most students. There are very small, minor cases like that. So I work with students to help them. If cost is a concern, I talk to them about, you know, well, we can apply for scholarships. There's all these grants available in Michigan that they can do.
Is that common? Do you hear that a lot?
Yes. So we actually...
I don't want to go into debt like that. People have that perception. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are tons of options for grants in the state of Michigan, especially for our students who've been on Medicaid, students who are on free or reduced lunch. There's things like the Pell Grant. There's a tuition incentive program. So college can be very affordable for our students. And then we also talk about what is responsible debt. So making sure I mean, right now it is very hard to not leave college without debt, but there's a difference of walking out of college with $100,000 in debt or $15,000 in debt.
Manageable debt.
Yeah. Something that, and I talked to them about, you know, you can't pay for a car outright, right? You have to take out a loan, and that car is going to give you more opportunities. It's going to be able to help you drive to work, going to be able to help you drive to get your groceries and things like that. So sometimes it's a necessity in order to help you be successful, and that's what college is.
I'm speaking with Ashley Justice, a college counselor at Waverly High School here just adjacent to Lansing, and Brandi Johnson, founder and executive director of the Michigan College Access Network. Brandi, how do you view the obstacles that young people are apt to encounter when they think about college and maybe are leaning toward not attending college?
It's definitely a complicated issue, but I think we as adults need to make sure students have as low as possible barriers preventing them from pursuing post-secondary. So certainly there's the aspiration and the social capital. Students need to aspire to pursue post-secondary education and be confident that they are college material, that they belong there, that they can do it, and to Ashley's point, that it's worth it. Students also need academic preparation, which is a barrier. Students that go into college immediately into remedial, non-credit-bearing coursework are, you know, incredibly, very few of those students ever complete. And then students need navigation support, which is exactly what Ashley and her peers at the MSU College Advising Corps do. They hold the hand of every senior to help them navigate the really complicated and bureaucratic process of pursuing post-secondary. And then lastly, the most cited barrier amongst both students and their parents is affordability, which absolutely we need to work at a policy level to make college more affordable, but we also need to make sure that perceived affordability isn't a barrier in and of itself, where low-income students assume college is way out of their reach, that it's so expensive that they price themselves out of the market before they have a chance to sit down with someone like Ashley to complete the FAFSA, find out they qualify for a Pell Grant, which covers more than the cost of tuition at Lansing Community College, for example. So we need to help bring down the costs of college, and that's a policy conversation that we need to have with the legislature and the governor's office, as well as our universities and colleges. But at the same time, we need to make sure that students understand that college is an investment, and it's one, the best investment that they can make.
Are there obstacles that are particular to Michigan that you're aware of that other states that are not as significant in other states?
Well, I think it's a big barrier that we've had to overcome over the last decade to 15 years is the culture in Michigan. Unlike other states who started becoming more of a knowledge-based economy much earlier than we did, for so long as a manufacturing-based economy, students were able to see their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents graduate high school, find a great job that provided them a middle-class wage without any need for post-secondary education. We've had to overcome that culture that college is a luxury, not a necessity, because now in Michigan, in our 21st century economy that's largely knowledge-driven, everyone must pursue some education, some formal education beyond high school, whether it's a technical certificate in the skilled trades, an applied associate degree in healthcare, a bachelor's degree, and beyond. We need high school diplomas just don't cut it anymore.
Ashley, talk to us about your students here a little bit. Is there a story of one student in particular you might be able to share with us that you have helped navigate through this rather daunting application process?
Well, there's a ton, but one that comes to mind is something that happened earlier this year. So one of the grant programs that we deal a lot with is the tuition incentive program, which is tied to being on Medicaid at any point for about 2 years since the age of 9. And so what happens with TIP is one of the many things that happens is that you can go to your local community college, which for us is LCC. You can go there for free for 2 years. And so the student came into my office, and I knew he was eligible because I received a list, and his name was on it. And I asked him, like, what are you planning on doing next year? And he's like, well, Ms. Justice, I really want to go to college, but I can't afford it. My parents don't have the money. Mom is sick. I really want to go and become a mechanic, but I think what I'll do is I'll take a couple years off and save up money and then go back. And we know that students who are low income, if they don't go to college right away.
That scenario concerns you?
Yeah.
Do you agree, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's easy to say, I'll do it in the future, and it never happens.
They never do.
Yeah.
And so luckily I was able to say, do you know that you're eligible for this program, TIP? He was like, I don't know what that is. So I explained to him what it was and that he can go to LCC for free. And because he's interested in being a mechanic.
Perfect.
That's a two-year program. So he might have to pay for some books, but more than likely, once he fills out the FAFSA, which he has done, the Pell will help pay for books and transportation costs as well. So he can go to college and leave without any debt, and he'll be able, as long as he makes a sacrifice of not making a lot of money, in these next 2 years, he's going to see the payout in the long run and be able to help his family in the long run.
What's the hardest part about your job, Ashley?
Having my kids come in and have these big dreams, and no matter how... and they want to go out of state or they want to go to a four-year college. And even though it's possible, it's something that they can do, they just count themselves out. And no matter how hard I convince them that it will be affordable and that you can do it, sometimes there's other factors that I can't fight against, like family situations or perceived costs of college, that they just count themselves out before I can do anything.
Seems like the social landscape here, the family landscape, has got to be huge. It's got to be hugely important. Ashley Justice is a college counselor at Waverly High School. I'm also speaking with Brandy Johnson, founder and executive director of the Michigan College Access Network. How do you track MCAN's success rate? Brandy.
Yeah, so we have a dashboard right on our website at micollegeaccess.org. So we track metrics across the spectrum from college aspirations among eighth graders and among parents. We look at ACT scores, college enrollment. We hope that need for remediation rate decreases. But ultimately, we tie ourselves to the big goal, which is attainment. We have set a big goal to have 60% of Michigan adults with a college degree or certificate by the year 2025. Right now, we're at 44%. We have a long ways to go. The goal was based on labor market demand. In the near term, between 60 and 70% of all jobs in Michigan, not new jobs, all jobs, will require education beyond high school. So only 30% of jobs in Michigan will allow you to have a high school diploma or less as a prerequisite. And those are not well-paying jobs. And so that's what we really rally around, is helping more Michigan students, both young and old, get ready for college, actually enroll and pursue, and then complete those valuable credentials.
But is 44% higher than it used to be? I mean, are we at least on an upward trajectory?
Yes. We have had year-over-year increases since 2008, which we used as our baseline. That was actually the first year Census started tracking post-secondary educational attainment. So when we got started, our baseline was 38.4%. We're now at 44%. We've had year-over-year increases, which we're really proud of, but that trajectory just isn't quite steep enough to get us to 60% by 2025. So we really need to accelerate our efforts.
How are you funded?
So we're a public-private partnership. About 50% of our funding comes from the state of Michigan. Governor Snyder and our current legislature have been incredibly supportive of MCAN's work. It is truly a bipartisan issue. Everyone recognizes really the public good of having a more talented workforce, Republicans and Democrats alike. The other 50% of our funds come largely from philanthropic sources. Our friends at the Kresge Foundation, based right here in Michigan, Lumina Foundation, which is an Indianapolis-based foundation, but the largest foundation in the country dedicated solely to higher education. And so we use a mix of funding, again, largely infusing dollars at the local level to invest in great strategies like placing college advisors in high-need high schools.
We've got less than a minute, but I want to ask you about volunteers. Do volunteers play a role in MCAN's mission?
Yeah, especially at the high school level. So as I mentioned, we host a number of campaigns to help seniors make that transition. We host College Application Week in the fall. We host a College Cash campaign, which is a campaign to help students complete the FAFSA. And then right around this time of year, we host College Decision Day, which is based after or modeled after NCAA Signing Day, where students student athletes declare where they're going to college. We want all students to declare loud and proud exactly what they are doing.
Clever idea to base it on the NCAA.
Yeah, exactly. So we have we need volunteers in high schools to help students with applications. We need financial experts, so people like tax preparation experts to help with FAFSAs. And then we need everyone to come out and celebrate Decision Day.
When is Waverly's Decision Day, Ashley?
May 13th.
May 13th, okay. Committed to memory. I've been speaking with Ashley Justice, a college counselor at Waverly High School, and Brandy Johnson, founder and executive director of the Michigan College Access Network. Ashley, Brandy, thank you for joining us. And
thanks,
good
Mark.
Luck to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.